This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Back in the 1980s, Pee Wee's Playhouse was must-see Saturday morning TV for certain kids and for not a small number of adults, including me.
There you are, Pee Wee. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Hi, Ms. Yvonne. I was in the magic screen.
Oh, I should have looked there first.
I was the design critic for Time magazine back in those days, and I included the show on a list of the 10 best creations of 1986. It was psychedelic, surrealistic, smart, campy slapstick, and I'd never seen anything quite like it.
Pee Wee, do you like my new hairdo?
Yeah, it's really big. You really are the most beautiful woman in Puppet Land.
Oh.
Almost a quarter century later, Paul Rubens has brought Pee Wee Herman and his friends back, this time live on Broadway.
Hey, magic screen!
What's that red thing over there?
What's a silly question, Pee Wee? It's the door.
Hey, Pee Wee!
Pee Wee is, of course, the creation of the actor Paul Rubens, who happens to be with me here right now. Paul Rubens, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. I just connected that was you from Time magazine. I remember that so well. That was so awesome.
Well, I hadn't looked at it since, and I was happy to see that I did it relatively early in your run, too. I wasn't piling on late.
You're a pioneer.
There you go, but not as much as you. So why Broadway and why now?
Why not?
This is going to be a short
interview. That's a quick answer. You know what? This is so perverse and odd, but I wanted to see what impact I had. How did it work? It was all kind of a big question mark. I did the best I could do. I took it very seriously.
Back then,
that I had a job to do, and it was to inform kids on lots of different topics and matters and morality and how to be creative and how to be a nonconformist. And I was really curious to see how we did, how everybody growed up.
And now those children can afford $100.
Yeah.
To buy a Broadway ticket.
Hopefully. If we did our jobs right, yes, hopefully.
So it was a long plan.
Well, I didn't have that plan to begin with. It was just now, recently, I started thinking it would be so interesting to see all those little kids grown up. And quite frankly, I missed it. I missed performing. I missed being Pee Wee Herman. There's things I felt like I hadn't done yet as Pee Wee. I wanted to just put a different spin on it. So,
for instance, I mean, is there a story here or is it just a Pee Wee one-man show? How does it work?
It's a full-on play. It has a plot. It has 11 actors, 20 puppets.
Good God.
Music.
Now I'm even more excited to
see
it.
There's crying and laughter and it has everything. It really does.
So you started out, it was created as a thing for adults in the guise of a thing for children. Then it became this thing for children, actually, as well as adults. And now, once again, it's for adults. Does that change the nature of how you think about it or what you can do?
Slightly, only slightly. The original show, I was very interested in making sure that the original show back in 1981 was appropriate for kids. And we, even though it was a midnight show, we did matinees of it. So it was exciting to me to do something that I felt like parents could watch with their kids and they could get something out of it different than the kids.
Hey, Big Man and Miss Yvonne, you two cats are really gone.
Hey, Miss Y, excuse my stare, but you have got the biggest hair.
Oh, thank you, dirty dog.
Back then when you were doing it, were you thinking, well, this can't last forever. This is great, this is wonderful, I dig it, but I'm going to have to put him on the shelf at a certain point.
You know, it was the very first question journalists asked me back then. It was nothing I ever thought about, but it was something every single interview I ever did, people said, what are you going to do when you get old?
Yeah.
And when you're young, you don't think of that. I would just go, I don't know. Or
right.
Why would you ask
me that?
As they
asked Mick Jagger in 1965.
And
yeah.
Don't think that hasn't occurred to me. I mean, the Rolling Stones are probably the best example for me, my generation, of that, of people we thought, well, they're not going to be doing that in their 60s. And there they are, not only doing it, but doing it fantastically.
When you were get into the character, what is in your mind? Are you fully inhabiting that as actors do?
You know, honestly, I never give it any thought at all.
You just do it.
I'm Pee Wee Herman, then I'm not.
You can just flip it on.
I don't even flip it on. I'm going to be Pee Wee. I open my mouth, I'm Pee Wee. And It was never anything that was belabored. It was always effortless, and every single aspect of anything to do with Pee Wee Herman, from merchandising decisions, career decisions, writing, everything.
It was obvious and instant?
And it's all gut related. It's all from just gut feeling, yes, this is it, this is not it.
What should we do now? I know, let's go look at my toys. I love my toys.
Not gonna marry him though.
Did the Pee Wee character or mindset ever bleed into your real life? Was that ever a, you know, problem?
I don't think so. I'm not sure about that. I don't think that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that required a little bit of conscious thought.
To turn it off.
Not to turn it off, not to let it, like, overlap, you know?
I mean,
it's easier if you work somewhere with equipment to leave your equipment
right
at the office, you know, or
as opposed
at the
to
warehouse.
Your face and your brain.
Yeah, yeah. If it's you and you know, it just requires a little bit of conscious thought, like, how am I leaving this?
Yeah. So, when my wife, for instance, at dinner often says, don't use your radio voice.
Yeah, exactly. That would be the same thing.
What's your version of the Pee Wee creation story? How did it get created?
There were 7 days. And
on the last day.
On the last day I rested.
Paul rested.
I've said this a couple of times recently. You'd think after this amount of time I'd have a better story for mm-hmm. the Pee Wee creation, because all I have is really the real story, which was not a lot of thought went into it. I mean, it came out fully fleshed one day in an improv at the Groundlings Theater, which is the improv company I used to be in Los Angeles. And
it was one of many characters, presumably.
It was one of many, many characters. It was certainly a character that got a different reaction than any of my characters. I mean, I did take pause and go, wow, this is
killing.
This might be something to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
My big thing was in art school of just trying to sort of not ever censor myself of what I would be interested in. So if I was interested in one thing, one subject, one anything, I never would go, what is that about? How does that connect to anything? I instead just had this sort of trust that at some point all of it would become clear.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. It was incredible, but at a certain point, all these different things that had not seemed connected, and they connected into Pee Wee Herman.
It was a eureka moment.
It was.
Oh, great. A car with no wheels.
I can take care of that, Pee Wee.
Hey, let's see how she handles.
I also understand you in this new social media age, you tweet and Foursquare and all that.
Oh my gosh, I love technology, so that much is incredible. As I said, I'm so interested in my fans. I have the most incredible fans of anyone. I had to talk about it earlier today and could not get through the conversation without bursting into tears.
So you are the sweet, innocent boy man of Pee Wee Herman.
I am somebody who did not ever really have an inkling as to what Pee Wee Herman meant to people that it meant something to. I never got any real feedback at all. So
24 years later, you get it.
I'm not only getting it, but it's leveling me. It's killing me. I mean, in a good way. I almost cannot take it. I mean, I really can't. Like, it makes me so emotional that I stood backstage in Los Angeles during the Los Angeles run of this show that I'm opening on Broadway, and there's a moment at the beginning of the show when the curtain opens and there's the Playhouse. The Playhouse is full on. There it is. And
which must get huge applause.
People, when the curtain opened, there was a collective gasp that I could feel the air being sucked off the stage. I've never felt anything like that before. And I would get so emotional. I'm getting emotional just right now. I would get so emotional from that reaction that my throat would tighten and I would panic and go, I'm going to go on in a second. I'm not going to be able to talk. And then it would be fine. And my life has turned into that now. I mean, people come up to me nonstop now and say the loveliest, nicest, most supportive, greatest things to me.
Do they ever demand that you do Pee Wee?
All the time.
And do you ever?
You know, I went 15 years saying no to that. And my line was usually, I won't even do that for my family members. Now I do it. I don't even think. I just do it. I guess that's my difference. That's who I turned into.
Paul Rubens, thank you very much.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Paul Rubens is the writer and star of the Pee Wee Herman Show, which is playing now at the Stephen Sondheim Theater on Broadway. And we've got some pictures of the new production at studio360.org.